877-327-0365.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and good girls. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. Coming at you live every weekday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. You have with you on this partly sunny day here in Minnesota, it's about 50 degrees, Friday, October 28th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call. Here's the number, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We are on the Sons of Liberty, moi and we, turning talk radio into do radio. And Jake wants to give you a little high five here before we get rolling on this exposition that we've been doing over the last 3 weeks. And we're going to bring it over into another week, but we're going to have fun today, and we're going to encourage you. And by the way, folks, what we do is throughout the duration of the assembly that we've been doing or the exposition that we've been exploring over the last 3 weeks, we basically bring kids and the young people and the college students and the parents and the listener, for the most part, through basic training. The first thing that happens when you go into basic training, they break you down and then they build you up. And that's exactly what this message does. By the way, that's what you do as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, that God never sends a man that doesn't trouble consciences. And if we go to the book of Hosea, remember the prophets were sent to cut them or hew them in half. In other words, we have to tear down the old house before we can rebuild the new one.
Yeah, especially if it's sitting on the foundation where yours is supposed to be built. Folks, I want to draw your attention. Today is Friday, and you get to hear the Sons of Liberty every week from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time, as Bradley said. But on Saturdays, we have a special program that's a two-hour program. It's actually nationally syndicated through a lot of AM/FM stations across the country. So when you tune in on Saturdays, make sure to turn your dial to 4 to 6 p.m. That's Central Time, 4 to 6 p.m. You can also go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We have a few new things that have happened here in the past day. Stuff is always changing. We want you to like this page because it will keep you informed with our updates. We're constantly doing new columns. For instance, WorldNet Daily just picked up another column of Bradley's, who is starting to do a weekly column there with WorldNet Daily, and we want to high-five those guys. But this newest column is actually about us getting tossed out of a school. I think you're really going to appreciate it. It's kind of a new type of column. It's not all written. There's about 100 words of written, but it shares video.
It's been pioneered by the man, Jake McMillan, the other half of the Sons of Liberty.
The pioneering. But all of the video is really directed towards this next generation. And I want to encourage you to find that. Like it. WND Tossed from School is the title. But also below that...
No, it's important to let the people know what it's about.
Yeah.
I was hitting on the topic of abortion, and there were 600 students present. Mm-hmm. Two teachers and one student that was encouraged by these liberal whacks...
That's right.
...were angry about me exposing and advocating life instead of aborting through murder. So the principal didn't like it. Now, folks, I'll give you this. He was an angry elf. And, boy, when you look at him, he was a disrespectful elf,
that's
too.
Right.
And I felt like stepping on him like a bug in my thoughts. I thought it, but I didn't do it, folks. But you guys get the point. I was having a little fun. I was doing the assembly, totally connecting with the kids and the younger generation, the students in that high school, and all of a sudden here comes the principal. And it's interesting. He calls in an armed guard, and he begins to tell the kids to get out. And then at the very end of it, I'm actually having a little bit of a conversation with him, trying to show all the respect that I can for the way he just disrespected 597 students. Yep. So in saying that, folks, you want to check it out. Go to WorldNet Daily. Do a Google search, Bradley Dean, on WND's website. And if you check it out, go ahead and give us your thoughts, folks. It's really interesting how those that advocate murder through abortion, they don't want the students to see what they're advocating. And we're trying to figure out, well, wait a second. If you advocate it, then show the young people what you're advocating.
What are you so proud of? Show us.
They don't want them to see what they're advocating.
Yep. And, folks, again, the easy way to go to that is you just go right to the Sons of Liberty Facebook page. You want to fan it, become it. It's on the top post right now. You click right on the link. It brings you right to WorldNet Daily. And also you can
search. There's a two-minute cut and an eight-minute cut.
That's right. There's a number of other columns there on WorldNet Daily that Bradley has authored. So you want to go there and just start searching around. But we're definitely teaming up with them, and we appreciate their support on the back end. Now, another thing, too, on this Facebook page is we just did an interview with Senator Rick Santorum, who's the presidential
hopeful.
Great
interview.
And it was that's also posted on Sons of Liberty.
Last Saturday.
Folks, we're not just talking about speaking to power. These are folks that are supposed to be governing over. And you know what? I was nothing but impressed by the interview. Sometimes you got to kick your foot up in their shorts sometimes. But in this particular one, I think he was kicking the immorals'
That was
shorts.
So natural, Jake.
Yeah, kicking their foot up their shorts. But you really do. You've got to keep them in line. But in this particular case, you know what? He's keeping the immoral in line.
That's exactly right.
God bless
him
for what he's done. And you can hear that
interview. He's a true statesman. That was my take on the whole interview. Mm-hmm. And it was from start to finish, it was anointed, and it was awesome. So, folks, when you get some time, it was a great interview, Jake. I mean, I couldn't say anything outside of that. I was sitting in there with my wife listening to it, and I just thought, there's an anointing. This is great. This guy's saying what needs to be said, and Jake is just knocking it out of the park with this interview. Mm-hmm. So, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or...
Yep. And right at the Facebook page, right when you're on the home page, upper right-hand corner, become a fan, and all these videos are posted daily. Folks, there's something new every single day that's posted up there for you.
And we're bringing answers, folks. We're not talking about what needs to be done. We're doing it with our talk. We're walking the talk. Now, I got a weird question for you, folks. This is my question. I'm going to come back to it after the break. How many of you have ever been to the bathroom before? And if not, you have to be seriously constipated. Be honest with yourself, but come back right after this break, and we're going to kick off another part of our exposition. Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. Again, have you ever been to the bathroom?
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, right before the break, I asked you, got kind of a weird question for you, but I'm going to make sense out of it. How many of you have ever been to the bathroom before?
I'm there right now.
Okay, now I can just hear some people out there saying, that's so crude. But you know what? It works for the young people. They love it. It's a sense of humor, and it opens them up. It links us together. We're having fun. We're in this together. It's not weird. It's amazing what the young people open up to. They laugh about it, so on and so forth. But the question is, folks, is have you ever been to the bathroom before? And I asked this in front of the student population and the teachers. And I'll notice all the kids will raise their hands and they'll start laughing. And I'll look around and some of the teachers won't have their hands raised. And I'll say, you know what? You're not being honest, because if you haven't gone to the bathroom, you have to be seriously constipated. But in saying that, obviously a bathroom or a toilet is in a bathroom, right? Have you ever noticed the first thing that you do when you go into the bathroom is you turn on the light, you hit that little dimmer switch and begin to turn the lights up so you can see yourself for who you really are? Have you ever noticed that when you turn the lights up all the way, you do not look so good? Some of you guys might say, the lights are turned up too high. See, when I have them turned all the way up, I don't look so good. Now I can see my thinning hair. Girls, maybe your open pores or maybe your yellowing teeth. I don't look so good if those lights turned all the way up. That's what I've been doing during this whole exposition over the last 3 weeks. Turning the lights all the way up. We don't look good. And by the way, that's what I'm doing here today, is turning the lights all the way up so you can see yourself for who you really are. Because if I don't turn those lights up, you're never going to see your flaws. But look what happens when I turn those lights all the way down. All of a sudden, I start to look really good. I look in the mirror and I say, hey, Tiger, who wouldn't want you? Folks, you know what we've done? We've dimmed the lights over the last 50 years in this country, since 1962, 49 years. Teen pregnancy between the ages of 10 and 14 years old is up 500%. Folks, I didn't even know girls could have babies at 10 years old. Call me socially retarded, I did not know. Violent crimes are up 749%. Divorce is tripled every year from 1962 to 1987. Abortion is up 1,000% since 1973. That is 28% of our population that has been aborted through murder. That is equivalent to three New York cities. Sexually transmitted diseases are up 1,000%. They're higher in the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade than they are in the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. What are these kids being allowed, or what are they being taught or what kind of doctrine or propaganda is being thrown on your kids, folks. Suicide, 5,000 of every 500,000 kids take their own lives. And I want to say this and tell this to your kids if they're depressed. First of all, stay away from antidepressants if you could, or at least read the black box, or talk to somebody about a diet before you decide to ever do anything like that. Tell your kid suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Life is uphill. Now, in saying that, I have a real-life analogy for you. Have you ever heard of Houdini before? Houdini was the greatest escape artist in history. He became world-famous by defeating death with his daring feats. Several times he allowed himself to be bound in chains and thrown into the sea, but instead of drowning, he would shed his chains and escape. However, one time Houdini almost didn't make it. The incident took place in a small town in England. Houdini had boasted that he could escape from any cell or jail if he were allowed to wear his street clothes and to work in complete privacy. The people of the small English town were proud of their specially constructed jail, and to prove it was escape-proof, they invited the famous Houdini to give it a try. Houdini arrived in the town with much publicity and fanfare, and the officials led him, Houdini, wearing only his street clothes, into the jail cell, closed the door, and went out of the building. He was now left alone. Immediately, the master went to work. First, he took off his belt and extracted a tough steel shaft that he would use to open most locks. He was able to crack most locks within a few minutes, but this one was difficult. He worked for 30 minutes, an hour and a half. Why wouldn't this door open? Houdini was so exasperated that he was sweating so hard and his confidence began to waver that finally, after 2 hours, the master was so physically exhausted that he collapsed and fell up against the door. Folks, the door swung wide open. The door had never been locked. The officials had tricked Houdini into thinking that the prison door was locked, when in Houdini's mind was the only place that it was locked. He couldn't open the prison door because of his locked-in mentality. Here's another one for you, folks. Did you know that in San Francisco in 1992, they took 28 of the worst students that they had, and their teachers as well. They took a couple teachers that were the lowest scorers. And you know what they did? They took a test, and after the test was over, they told them that they had the highest scores of those that took the test. You know what they found out? That the 28 worst students now became the highest ranked scoring students, and so did the teachers. You know why? Because they were told that they were the best. They were told that they were the best, not the worst. They didn't laugh off Bart Simpson like, you know, it's funny to be an underachiever. No, they raised the standard by telling the kids. By the way, they lied to the kids and told them that they were the best, when in fact they were really telling the truth. And the kids believed it, and so did the worst teachers. And because they believed it, you know, you've heard that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is the furthest thing from the truth, folks. Because words cause wars, and words end wars. How much more were words, which are carriers, encourage people to take the next step of the obstacle that they have in front of their lives, if we only tell them that? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a prime case.
It is. And look at all the, I'm just even reminded of the video that we just posted on the Facebook page about that WND picked up. These kids in this school, when they were told the truth, they gravitated towards the truth, and they knew it to be truth. They knew when the principal stood up and said, okay, this assembly's over, everybody get out of here, they knew that he was preventing truth. And the proof of that is that crowds of kids, and you'll see this in the video, crowds of kids come down and say, we don't want to go anywhere, we want to see the rest of the assembly. And Bradley tells them, no, go back to school, we'll set something up here tonight in the town. And one of the churches, one of the local churches, opened its door and said, you could use our church. And that night, the place was packed. This is all in the video. And the pastor, I remember talking to the youth pastor there, or the pastor, one of the two, I said, so do you recognize any of the kids that are coming? He said, no, these aren't regular kids. They're from the school or something, because they don't normally come to this church. But that just shows how, when kids are given truth, and this is part of the comments, even on the WND piece, when kids are given truth, They grab it and they grab hold of it. The only way we're going to fail is if we don't bring truth to the next generation. We will win.
There's an anointing here, guys. The anointing in Isaiah 10 is sent forth to break the yoke of bondage. And listeners, you got to know what we're talking about. Don't ever feel like there's no hope in Christ Jesus. I am telling you, listen, read my testimonial, read my life. If I can overcome in Christ, anybody can overcome in Christ. And what I've seen in 330 schools across this country, Jake, and folks out there, is hope.
Mm-hmm.
Because these kids are not stupid. They know they're being lied to. And you know what, folks? They've had it.
That's right.
They've had it with being lied to. And they want to know why, folks. If you love them so much, mom and dad, pastors, teachers, statesmen, stateswomen, then why are you allowing them to be indoctrinated?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a school in Florida one time, actually quite a few times, and we were doing this high school assembly. And when we left the school, I remember seeing all these churches around the school. What kind of a message is it? What a bunch of weaklings that they allow evolution to be thrown on their kids. And every Wednesday and Sunday, they're sitting in church. And they're trying to figure out why their pastors and their preachers aren't fighting for them.
Yeah.
If that's the case and your preacher's not out fighting for you and preaching against sin, I want to tell you, he's guilty of it and you need to find a new church.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get in the Word first and foremost. Follow Christ because your pastor's not going to save your soul, folks. But back to the point, these kids want to know that you love them, and they're sitting there trying to figure out, if they love us, why are they allowing this? We got to fight for these guys because they're all worth it. And I'm telling you what, we have done it, and it's been successful, and God will not fail us, and he will not fail us in the next generation either. They just want to know that they're loved.
Yep.
And the way that you love on them is fight for them.
That's right. And they are willing to respond. When you do fight, they're willing to respond, waiting to respond. They just need to be equipped with the right tools to respond with. That's it. They've never. When you're covered in darkness your whole life, you don't know what light looks like. But the second light appears, you crave it and you go after it.
Yeah.
But you can't create light out of darkness. God has to bring that light
in. That's right.
How is he going to do that unless we have courage, unless we gird up our own loins and reach that generation?
And you know how you do it? You just simply enforce the law. Against all crime.
That's right.
That's what the Lord told us. Keep my commandments and my judgments and my ordinances and my statutes, and I will without fail fight on your behalf, and you will possess the land. Now, folks, Jake, when you were just talking about that, I think about, well, I was just giving you all these stats since 1962. Do you know what happened in 1962, folks?
Yeah.
The American people went unheard. 97% of America said keep God's laws, the Ten Commandments, his moral law, posted. And 3% of those that are in the Supreme Court that you believe for some reason they can do whatever they want and get away with it, which is completely untrue. As a matter of fact, they're supposed to be the weakest branch of government. But look at this. You think that they can go ahead and say down with God's law. You should have knew right then and there, folks, that when a judge says down with God's law, it means he wants to be God.
That's right.
Don't ever forget that. That's tyranny in the very definition of itself. So again, folks, it's a matter of getting back to who we are as a republic. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. We're going to come back and we're going to bring another piece of this, hopefully encouraging you to the max. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. I hope Ted's listening to us. Ted, we got to get this stuff on SiriusXM.
Ooh.
I mean,
folks,
great.
You need to let them know.
Because I will literally drive around and turn my phone on and listen to Genesis Communication Networks. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah.
It really is. But we got to put it on SiriusXM. We got to talk to Ted about that.
That's right.
What do you guys think of that, folks?
Yeah, folks, let him know. GCNLive.com. You just put in your little.
Sean Hannity who?
That's right. Sean what?
Who's that guy?
Hannah who?
Oh, Sons of Liberty. I heard those guys really say what needs to be said and do what really needs to be done.
Those guys on the Genesis Network?
No, no. Hey, you know what? God bless Sean Hannity. But we need to do more than talk.
We need to do.
Yeah.
We need to do.
Amen.
Folks, again, that's why we directed your attention to the Facebook page there. See the videos. See the do. See the Sons of Liberty do. On a side note here.
I got a question, though. Have you ever heard of a guy named, like, I don't know, Brush Limbaugh or Limbrock?
Brush Hambrock?
No.
Hambrock.
It's kind of a different name, like Brush Limbaugh.
Brush? Oh, Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Limbaugh, I think I have.
Yeah.
Brush Limbaugh.
There's another guy.
Brush Limbaugh?
What's his name? He's on in the morning like...
Ben Gleck?
That's it, Blen Gleck. Sounds like we're German or something here. God bless all those guys for series. We're just having a little fun. But, folks, in all sincerity, we're just kind of doing what needs to be done here. And we're trying to get back to our foundations and put our feet back on the ground so we know who we are and where we're going. As Woodrow Wilson rightly said, how do you know where you're going if you don't know where you came from?
That's right.
That's about it.
You know, and as I was growing up, as I went through high school and all those sort of things, I'm just wondering, and this isn't putting anything on anybody, but who is reaching the next generation? Which talking head is reaching the next generation? I know who was reaching the generation when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
It was Metallica. It
mm-hmm.
was Dr. Dre or
Slipknot.
Snoop Dogg. And, yeah, yeah, that's who's reaching them now.
Straight up. J.Y. And pizzity, pizzity, P.P.
I even heard of a fellow that serves in office right now that's been touring the colleges campaigning for himself, saying that he loves the children in the schools.
As he's sitting there offering them now to go from 25 years now to 20 years, hey, guys, just don't pay your bills for 20 years, and then they'll all be dissolved.
It's gone.
He's such a great guy.
He's a good magician, too.
I got my hand raised. America, whose money is he talking about to be paid back? I think that's yours.
Oh.
That's your money.
Don't let him know that.
He is giving away. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, well, there we are.
So these Supreme Court justices you were talking about at the end of the last segment, mm-hmm. these justices that went to, you know, they committed an oligarchy, they thought that they knew better, and when a justice disagrees with God, he's really saying, well, you know, God isn't God, I think I'm God, I can make better decisions, I can help dictate, or I'm an elitist. Anyways, I'm at the very worst, I'm better than most people. So the Supreme Court justice, what is the length of the term that they serve as Supreme Court justices? Federal judges, what is the length of their term that they serve? Because they're not elected, they're appointed, and then they're confirmed. But what is the length of their term? If you've got that answer, we want to hear it. 1-877-807-9977.
And we'll give you a free DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol,
yep.
just to high-five you.
Right or wrong, just share your answer. 877-807-9977. One more time, because I know you're fumbling for a pen, and that last one you tried didn't work. 877-807-9977. What is the term of a Supreme Court justice? How long are they in there for? And that's it. That was my side note. Not yet.
Okay.
Well, I've got to give people a chance here.
Who is this, folks? Back to the exposition. You tell me who this is. He failed in business in 1831. He was defeated for the state legislator in 1832. He tried another business in 1833. It failed. His fiancée died in 1835. Wow. He had a nervous breakdown in 1836. In 1843, he ran for Congress and was defeated. He tried again in 1848 and was defeated again. He tried running for Senate in 1855. He lost. The next year, he ran for Vice President and lost. 1859, he ran for Senate again and was defeated. Oh, my gosh, folks. In 1860, the man who signed his name, Abraham Lincoln, was elected the 16th President of the United States. Good or bad, has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that he persevered.
That's right.
The difference between history's boldest accomplishments and its almost staggering failures is often simply the diligent's will to persevere. Perseverance is defined in the Webster's 1828 dictionary as a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. Mm-hmm. Does that grace ever give up on you? No way.
That's right. As a matter of fact, I mean, it's said a lot of times, the only time you really lose is when you quit.
Okay.
Looks like we've got a couple smart
folks. Hang on a
second.
Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And remember what Romans 2:7 says, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. In other words, he that endures to the end shall be saved. So let us run the race to win. Wow, Jake, I'm impressed. Maybe it's just your voice.
No, I think sometimes it's the fact that you got to give that number multiple times.
I could say it 150 times.
Well, maybe.
Let's talk about this off air.
But Mike thinks he knows the answer.
Okay.
Mike from Tennessee.
You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
What is the term that a Supreme Court justice serves for? What is that time period?
Well, I think the common perception is that they serve a lot. They go up there for a lifetime, but no, as long as they are have good judicial conduct, they can stay on the bench.
That's exactly right. Most people say a life term.
Yeah.
Well, we can't do nothing. The judges are there for the rest of their life unless they want to retire. That's not the case. Article 3 of the Constitution, just as Mike just said, says that you only serve during good behavior. That's literally the words, during good behavior. Article 3 in the Constitution. Congratulations, Mike.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. Hey, now hold on. Heather's going to pick you up real quick, and we're going to send you a free DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. And thank you for calling all the way from Tennessee. What are the guidelines to that, Jake? So good behavior. Explain good behavior.
So good behavior, and it doesn't explain it in Article 3, but when it talks about the impeachment of a president, you have treason, you have petty misdemeanors. So there is a couple different ways in which a person can be impeached, and a judge is no different than that. If they commit treasonous acts against the United States of America, if they, even in these misdemeanor laws, we've kind of watered that down and thought, well, as long as they didn't kill their wife or something like that, a misdemeanor. A misdemeanor is grounds for impeachment. Why? Because the conduct of those that create laws and are giving, delivering those laws to us that can tell us this is the government of the people, they shouldn't be breaking their own laws that they're saying that you and I have to follow, should they?
No.
And if they do, what should we do?
Now, let me ask you a question. What republic, what country that was a republic was destroyed for the lack of impeachment?
Crimes.
Come on.
This Rome.
Jake, we talk about it all the time. What country that was a republic was destroyed for the lack of impeachment? Listen carefully, folks. Countries are destroyed for the lack of impeachments. Just like what's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
People tolerate the crime, and instead of impeaching the president, he destroys the people and the country.
That's right, because they won't react. I would say the Rome Senate, the Senate of Rome.
Okay. That's not my answer. I'm looking at you right now. The one that we always talk about, the impeachment book by David Barton, The Wall Builders.
I'm pretty sure that was Rome.
Any of you girls back there? What's that? No, I can't hear you. No, not ours. But we are being destroyed right now, folks, for a lack of impeachment. But for a better...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the guy who said it. Was it Cicero?
No.
Somebody said it, but I believe it was Rome. I believe that's who he was talking about.
Okay,
Rome.
That's not what I had in mind, but we'll just kind of roll on.
We'll shift over.
Yeah.
High crimes and misdemeanors. So, folks, again, if that governing agency cannot keep and abide by the laws that it tells you you have to, this is a second thing. It's not just good enough to say we need to impeach them. They have to be prosecuted as well. If they're not brought to justice, then what is that telling society? I teach class every Friday. Teach a history class for kids. And with that particular class, if I have one child that's getting out of hand, and the rest of the kids see it, it's kind of like that one child that's getting out of hand, and the rest of the kids see it, the other kids start to think, well, if the teacher's not going to deal with that one child that's out of hand, then why in the world am I behaving? There's no virtue, there is no honor in virtue, so therefore I'm going to get out of hand. The only time when and then it just starts to erupt, and then you have chaos and pandemonium in the schoolroom. If you don't deal with leaders who give us those laws, and I'm talking about criminally even prosecuting them, then you are not teaching society anything but to, well, if I become a politician, then I'm immune and I can break the laws. Is that what we want to teach our next generation? That's part of the reason that we have the suit that we have right now, holding media sources accountable to what is right. Because if we don't, then what we teach America is, well, you're not supposed to lie unless you're in the media. If you're in the media, then you can lie and get away with it, because then it's okay. In other words, there's a point in time, it's kind of like when Bradley brings up, we went through Missouri, all of these strip club billboards, 18 and older, 18 and older, 18 and older. So you tell a kid, yes, you need to stay virtuous, but when you turn 18, that goes out the window. Now you can be a full-fledged pervert. Because we said in America,
that's what you're teaching.
You're
18, your kids.
That's right, you can be perverted now. There's no sanctity of marriage, don't even worry about it. That's how important law is to uphold, not only with yourselves and your own conduct, but with those that are leaders that are supposed to be bringing that standard to America and enforcing that standard to protect all of our liberties and to protect us who make right choices. Yesterday we talked about on the program, too, who eats the pill when criminals run rampant? Who eats the pill when people are sick and they drink too much and they've got problems with stealing or gambling or committing adultery on their life? Who eats the pill? Those that do right do.
Huh.
I just got told a story this morning. A young man who my wife grew up with, his particular brother, is on assistance right now. He had a full ride scholarship to school, but then he went and moved in with his dad, who's on disability assistance.
Mm-hmm.
The kid dropped out of school, and now he's living off assistance because of the example that was set for him. A full ride scholarship.
And his
kid's
going to have to pay 40 cents on every dollar that he spends today. Yep. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back and pick up Wayne. Did we lose Wayne?
Yeah.
Well, Wayne, give us a call back, 1-877-807-9977. And we're going to finish off this segment until tomorrow, so we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Perugia for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Final segment for today and until tomorrow, 4 to 6 Central. Same bat time, same bat channel. We've been talking about where there's darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. And that's what we've been exploring over the last 3 weeks, and we're going to kick it in again next week. We'll do a conglomeration over the last week tomorrow and just highlight everything.
Also, tomorrow, that time is going to switch on you. It's going to be 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. 2-hour show tomorrow. Folks, we had an awesome one last week. We had Mr. Rick Santorum on. You're going to love tomorrow again as well. 4 to 6 p.m., tune in to the Sons of Liberty. That's Central Time on Saturdays. Otherwise, weekdays, keep the dial here from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time.
You're the best. You're just absolutely the best.
4 to 6.
4 to 6.
4 to 6.
And today, 2 to 3.
You got it. 2 to 3.
Yeah.
All Central Time?
Yeah. Folks, if you'd like to, again, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to mywarfilm.com, mywarfilm.com, and it's basically a trailer for you to see. We've done some we've done some showings here in the state of Minnesota, and we had about 1,200 people go through it. If you'd like to check out and see what's going on in our backyard, we did premieres at movie theaters, and you can go ahead and check that trailer out. But it's very exciting stuff. It shows you the heart and the spirit of what's going on in public schools. We also just, Jake, you just posted on WND yesterday, World Net Daily, a piece that we had actually did in Missouri where a principal kicked us out, stopped the assembly because he didn't like the fact that we were showing the young people what he was advocating, namely abortion.
Yep. And at that particular one, folks, you can find all this right on Sons Liberty Radio. Just like Bradley said, the My War series is right to the right-hand side in the column. But that WND piece, I really want to encourage you to watch it. It's on the top posting. It's either the top or the second one on our Facebook page, so become a fan. Click on that link. Show your kids. Folks, again, mm-hmm. they are responding to truth. They're going to say, wow, where is this group in my public school?
And another thing, too, the comic book as well.
That's right.
We used Danny Bulinati, who was an artist for Marvel and DC Comics, for my testimonial book. And if you'd like to check out that, please do as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And also, too, and some folks know that the comic books is a graphic novel. As a matter of fact, that's how it's listed on WND, a graphic novel. So, folks, you're going to get into that story, even if you're 40, 50, 60 plus. But all this stuff is available. You want to reach that next generation? You want to get a little bit of oil in your gears so you're not so stiff and cranky and get out and working? We've got to do it right now. Now is the time. The right time to do the right thing is right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's wonderful. We were actually just waiting for that call to be picked up again. I don't know why it was cut off. Folks, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Jake, I don't know. I mean, you're a pretty smart guy. I mean, I noticed you stopped.
I stopped.
That.
I'm like, what is she saying? Huh? Am I being set up?
I wasn't going to set you up. I was just going to say.
I was looking at Machiavelli, though. He was from Florence.
That's it. Machiavelli. Thank you, sir. Yeah. It's Machiavelli.
Yeah.
The Republic of
Machiavelli. But he was the leader, and Florence was the country. So perhaps Florence was a republic, which I believe it was, actually. I'm reading through this.
We're still on a rabbit trail here, folks.
As a matter of fact, he was a civil servant of the Florentine Republic. So, yes, Florence
Thank
was a republic.
Thank you. That would have bugged me until we got it, so we got it.
Yes. There it is, folks.
I put you on the spot, and I lost my train of thought.
And I got lost.
We should start kicking those out.
But we're found now.
Yes.
We're found.
We were lost, but now we're found. Yeah.
This reminds me of a song.
Machiavelli.
Yes.
So just think about that, folks. Countries are destroyed for the lack of impeachment. Let's put that into scope.
Yep.
Let those in office hear the American people catch that thought.
That's all.
Yeah.
Just even the threat of it. You know, sometimes I've called in to show
No. Not the threat, because Eric Holder's, they're signing petitions right now to have the man removed.
That's right.
They're spitting in the face of the American people as they are folks, I don't know how else to say this to you. This administration is destroying your country. Yeah. They are filing lawsuits against their own government, their own people that are protecting and upholding the Constitution. This administration is aiming guns at them, literally. Yeah. I mean, look at what happened just recently with the Border Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
He catches a 15-year-old kid, and they throw him in jail. Folks, that should outrage you, because they're trying to turn judgment backwards and on its head, and that only works for unjust people.
That's right. And then what happens when judgment is turned backwards? Now, you that are innocent, that maybe some of it, while it's just not affecting me, you know, that's only some
people. Oh, it is affecting you at length.
Because MLK said it, injustice done anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Amen.
Wherever injustice is done, you're threatened because injustice next comes to your door. The old analogy of the guy who said in World War II, they came for the Poles, and I wasn't Polish, so I didn't say anything.
Yep.
They came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't say anything. They came for the Labor Party, and I wasn't a Labor Party member, so I didn't say anything. They came for the Jew. I didn't say anything. I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me because nobody was left, because I never said anything.
God is so thorough in judgment. When you read the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, He is so thorough that He will not in any way acquit wickedness, in any sense of the word, to the jot and to the tittle. If He promises the righteous that He will not fail one word of His covenant, how much more will He deal with your enemies? Just think about that.
That's right.
And He's on your side, America. Mm-hmm. And He still is. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. By the way, that's a communistic method to put black for white and white for black.
Change the same.
Yep. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. This situation on the border, mm-hmm. where they threw that Border Patrol agent in jail, folks, that's a real clear message to you and to the people of this country that they're at war with those that are stopping drug dealers bringing in drugs and guns into your country. Right. I mean, you have a government now, folks, a Justice Department, that has, they're so smart that they take guns and they actually put them into the hands of drug dealers and drug lords in Mexico. And you know what they would have done if they'd have been successful? They would have blamed the American people that we, and they would have came up with the fact that we need to get rid of the guns. Wait a second, who just armed the drug lords in the first place?
That's right.
That is about the most backwards thing I have ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm. Folks, it is a criminal administration.
That's right.
There's no getting around it. It is.
It's criminal, and there needs to be vindication of that justice. There needs to be an execution of laws. I heard yesterday or the day before somebody saying, well, we're calling for Eric Holder to resign. We're demanding that he resign. No, kick him out. You're giving him an option?
Yeah.
It's like saying to the criminal who just mowed your family down with a machine gun. You're in the living room. He's out of bullets and you've got a gun to his head. You're going to say, well, I'd like to give you the option to just get out of my house now.
Here's the thing. You're being assaulted more and more and more and more. The Muslims with the Catholic Church, give me a stinking break. They don't have a constitutional right to come over here and overthrow the Constitution.
Yep.
Folks, you got that situation. You have Sharia law within the courts. Folks, they're going to keep popping up like this until America deals with them legally and lawfully. There's no way around it, because what happens is if you keep allowing the people that are supposed to be on the front in the first place, they're just like what you just said, Jake. You're saying those leaders are actually saying to the opposition, you know what, we're just saying no because it says this, but if you go ahead and threaten me and push me, you know what, I don't know what to do. That's not leadership. Leadership says, no, this is what our Constitution says, this is what our law says, and you're not going to cross these lines.
Yep.
Our leaders should be saying, and not only saying, but also drawing the line in the sand saying, you're not going any further.
That's right.
And that's not what this administration is doing. What this administration is doing is encouraging these people to do what they're doing today, from those in the military. Remember when they just passed DADT illegally, by the way, folks? You know what they're doing now? Now some of the homosexuals in the army and the military are actually trying to overthrow DOMA. And that is Defense of Marriage Act. Isn't that interesting? You're encouraging these people to do the things that they're doing while you stand down. In America, you're not built to the spirit that stands down in the face of opposition.
That's right, and this goes back to the standard of absolute. We have an evolutionary style of thinking in our law. There is no absolutes. That there's a continuing constitutional convention through our judges. They're going to determine what is right and what is wrong.
They know what's best for us.
The source is an absolute God. There is absolute standards that cannot move. Because what happens is when a criminal sees that there's any type of manipulation, there's any type of movement, they are going to attack that source where they see they can move it. And they're going to continue pushing it back and pushing it back and pushing it back.
Yeah.
And it goes the Hegel's dialectic. He knows when there is an antithesis, when there's something that can be questioned in truth, and people say, well, maybe they're right. Maybe this really isn't truth. They're going to attack it incessantly until they create their own truth.
You have to understand that. They attack the truth, folks, and they try to demonize and vilify the truth. Mm-hmm. That's what these people do. Another interesting point as to what you're saying is I just want to leave the American people with something today. Look at how much damage has been done in 3 years. 3 years.
Mm-hmm. This administration.
3 years, and there's, what did I say?
No, you said
the guy's got one more year. What do you think he's going to do within the next year that he has?
Whatever you allow him to do.
That's exactly right. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We will be on the air tomorrow from 4 to 6, a two-hour show, Central Standard Time. We thank you for joining us. We love you by what we do, and we will talk at you tomorrow. Again, God bless from me and Jake.